Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Macaroni Trench Cheese.
Ooh.
Is that, that's a Thanksgiving delight, yeah?
It's the, for me, it's the main course, Jack.
Ah, you're a wild man. That right there is super producer Brian Jeffries.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, it feels borderline to me because, nothing against macaroni and cheese, just it feels like it's not specific enough to Thanksgiving, you know? Whereas all the other stuff, I like turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, those feel very particular.
What is Thanksgiving food to you? Like, not listing the food, but like as an idea, like,
you don't want me to just keep sitting here. Cranberry, dinner rolls, yams. Yeah, I think it's just what I said, that it like is specific to Thanksgiving. Whereas like mac and cheese, I'm as likely to eat mac and cheese on any other day of the year as I am on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but okay, to me, Thanksgiving mac and cheese is like, okay, so I'll eat box mac and cheese, like, you know, like that Annie's, whatever the fuck, and you dress it up a little bit, but all in the pot. But Thanksgiving mac and cheese is its own thing.
Oh, I'm not allowed to do Annie's on Thanksgiving? Oh,
well, no,
now,
you can.
What,
it
you
can
fancy?
Be part of it, but it's like, to me, like, Thanksgiving mac and cheese was always like a baked situation with like the crust on top. And it's like, you approach it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so, it's like extra good. It's extra decadent on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, mine's extra decadent because I'll cut up some hot dogs and put it in there. So box mac and cheese with some hot dogs cut up, called the Thanksgiving special.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
All right. My name's Jack. That's Brian. These are some of the things that are trending. Shall we stay with Thanksgiving? Because Butterball was trending on Twitter following a Fox News segment in which Jason Chaffetz told Kayleigh McEnany, and some other gobsmacked dummies that Thanksgiving turkeys now cost a whopping $90.
Where's she getting her turkey?
I know. And like that Butterball turkeys cost that much?
It's not even 90 for like a prepared turkey.
Right. Well, but according to them, it's a choice by Joe Biden. Joe Biden did it. He's decided to make it so people can't afford their Thanksgiving turkeys.
That diabolical bastard.
That son of a bitch. But I don't know. It seems especially dumb because the price of turkey actually went down this year by about 5.6%. By about 5.6%. Just around in the general vicinity of 5.6%. So $27 for a 16-pound frozen whole turkey, because of the decrease in poultry that have been affected by the bird flu outbreak that began in 2022. So they're They're in year two of their global pandemic, their global turkey pandemic.
Tight.
And have figured out some things to do to keep the turkeys from dying enough that it isn't affecting the supply chain as much.
Gotta love a flu that can jump species.
What? I've never heard of those. That's not possible, right? That can't happen. Whipping cream and cranberries have also gone down. It seems like prices topped out last year and are steadily, slowly creeping down. So the like index from people who aren't Fox News is saying that the average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people this year is $61.17, which, gotta love those non-LA prices. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
That's down 4.5% from last year's record of $64.05. Still expensive, but like the fact that prices are going down, you know, the Fox News isn't going to want to talk about that. But 2022, record high for turkey prices, record high for all these other prices. But it's expensive. It's not $90 per turkey expensive.
It kind of begs a question, has always begged a question for me. Why turkey? And why still?
Well,
like, what the fuck are we doing? Traditions annoy me in certain aspects. And Thanksgiving is right up there at the top of the list of, like, what are we doing?
I think it's the one time you can actually choke it down because it has so many of the other moisteners on the plate with your gravy, your stuffing, that make it so that you can just kind of saw that shit into small enough pieces and get it down. You know,
but okay, here's the thing.
Cranberry. I'm gonna loop again where I'm just listing Thanksgiving foods again.
No, but Jack, maybe you'll know because you ran a website that had a lot of factoids, and mm-hmm. I've never bothered to look it up. Is this like is turkey a marketing thing? Like how far back does the turkey thing go?
Goes all the way to the top, man. It goes all the way down.
It's
I don't remember. I know there was something with Butterball being involved in the kind of creation, marketing, design of the Thanksgiving holiday.
You know, like Cinco de Mayo or some shit like where it's just made up.
They specifically invented it. I think Butterball was involved at some point. I don't think it was like Abe Lincoln in a smoky room with the heir to the Butterball fortune quite like that. But it is more kind of specifically thoughtfully put together than I realized based on my vague recollection of the factoid that we did about this.
Because my whole thing is like, I'm not opposed to a feast. I'm not opposed to getting together with your family. But it's like Thanksgiving is so prescriptive.
Yeah.
And it annoys me. You have to have turkey. Like kind of, you know, how you were saying, you were alluding to this like traditional Thanksgiving thing, but it's kind of, it's hard to,
yeah, you're
just,
potatoes.
You have to list because it's not like a really clear criteria. You just know it when you see it.
Yeah.
No thought
put into it. It's
and
just,
that is tradition in a nutshell to me.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating to just mindlessly, well, we got to get the turkey no matter what the cost, literally.
That's right. Yeah. Anyways, the costs aren't so bad this year, but have a happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Hey, speaking of happy things to everyone, Joe Biden, it turned 81 a couple days ago, and he did a funny social media post where he said, turns out when you're turning 146, you get a lot of candles on your cake. And then there's a picture of his cake posing an absolute fire hazard to his extremely dry face and hair and just dry persona. Like, it's probably the closest a president has ever come to just going up in flames in a split second.
Yeah, it's like propping up a scarecrow next to a bonfire.
Yeah. He feels like our most flammable president in a long time. Like,
he's the tender president.
That's right.
It's like, get a bigger cake.
Yeah.
Or just get the numbers where it's just 81. I don't know why you had to put so many candles in such a small surface area.
He's trying to like have a good sense of humor about the fact that he's on death's doorstep, and we check the news every morning with the thought in the back of our head, like maybe the president has died, and it's going to be really bad, and Trump is going to be
right.
They bet like, whether he can die, or
where it's like what kind of mileage they can get out of a president, like because it's just a bad look to have your president's just like dying on you.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, there's a public review of his latest physical. Like, that's part of the job of, or part of the like media ritual around when people decide to run for president. But
I don't think whoever you think they is, I don't think they'd let him run if he couldn't be propped up literally for another 4 years.
Yeah. Just wax museum that shit.
Basically, yeah.
I used to have thoughts like that, and then they let Trump be president and stay president and now be threatening to like come back and be president after he's been like, fuck the CIA, they're a bunch of jokers. I'll fire the whole CIA if I become president again. And they're just like, I don't know.
It's oddly more comfortable to think that there is pure comic book evil somewhere out there pulling strings than to the harsh realization that this is just a mess of it's like a bundle of snakes.
This thing's not on rails. This thing is just a bunch of snakes and rats with their tails tied together. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, we'll hit some more stories, we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
And, all right. So some good news. Media literacy is now a required subject in California schools, which is good. I'm glad they passed this legislation. Kids are probably not the people I'm most worried about not being able to.
I'm like, can I get my mom back in school?
Yes, exactly. There should be, like, we should, if they want to keep their driver's license, maybe we could, like, make it so that they have to pass it. Because they definitely want to keep their driver's license. We have, so Elon Musk, we dig into this a little bit more on tomorrow's episode, but Elon Musk is suing Media Matters for pointing out that his website has a bunch of people's, you know, bunch of massive brands ads right next to people being like, Hitler rules, like a picture of Hitler looking cool. And he's like suing them on the basis of like that being bad for his business. And like, he's not even saying it's not true.
I don't even understand, like, the fact that you can even, I mean, maybe that's why he filed this lawsuit against a Maryland company in Texas. It's because he's probably allowed to do that there.
Right.
Because it makes no sense. Yeah, I mean,
it makes no sense. What, like, one of his own posts admits that the Media Matters screenshots were genuine, but he's just arguing that through their investigation, reporters artificially saw more ads than a normal account would, which one lawyer pointed out is a little like blaming a customer who posts about a cockroach in a salad for ordering too many salads. But Andrew Tate has rushed to his rescue and proudly announced that he will pay $1 million a month. I will advertise X on X. I will literally promote your own platform on this platform. So
does he understand how advertising works?
I think that's just like a donation. But
yeah,
even if this winning airtight business plan were to somehow happen, it would probably not mean that X wouldn't need advertisers, since Apple's ad money alone totaled $100 million in 2022. That's shocking to me that they were spending $100 million as recently as last year on Twitter, to advertise on Twitter. Like, again, back to the old people having poor media literacy. That suggests that people are actually, like, clicking on Twitter ads. Which, interesting. All right, we have some evidence from an Enrique Iglesias concert that he is not as good a singer as we all thought he was.
I was working on another podcast, and someone had gone to an Enrique Iglesias show, and they were talking about how, like, it was like, I think it was like Ricky Martin and Enrique, and they said they loved it. The energy was great. They said they were talking about Enrique's riz and how he's really got something.
Mm-hmm.
And then his singing came up and they were like, let's not get into that at all. Like, they're like, let's just move past that.
Yeah. It sounds like what would happen if I was on stage at an Enrique Iglesias concert and trying to sing Enrique Iglesias. It just sounds like a dude who, like, kind of knows the words, singing a song. And then at one point he, like, goes high pitched and sounds like he's like, like, you know the high pitched, like, non-singing that people do.
Yeah, like you do in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've heard tell of this, numerous times before. So yeah, this is funny to see in the news.
Yeah, people found out, apparently. And then finally, the Enrique Iglesias of the '60s, Bob Dylan, has come back to people's attention and acclaim on TikTok. There is something being called a Bob Dylan core, which is just wearing a jacket that isn't warm enough for the weather, and then, like, kind of pulling it over you like he does in the cover of the Free Will and Bob Dylan. It's, you know, it's bad for your health, guys. Do something else that Bob Dylan made look cool, like smoke cigarettes. That's better for you.
it's not enough that we have like old and middle-aged white men constantly overrating Bob Dylan and his influence throughout the 20th century in, like, you know, Rolling Stone and stuff like that. And now the youth are picking up Bob Dylan in a weird tangential way.
On his riz. They're going off his riz. I'm a Bob Dylan fan, but I suggest you go off of some of his winter fashions from the 70s when he wore like big fur hats and like just some of the most garish like jet coats and stuff. But he had like a fluffy hat phase in the 70s. I'd recommend pursuing that and saying I'm doing Bob Dylan core.
Yeah, very
in the way from his albums that nobody's ever heard because they're not as good as the other ones. Brian, thank you so much for joining. Where can people find you, follow you? Nowhere? Is it still nowhere?
Still nowhere? Yes, yeah. Jack. No one can find me. I actually Googled myself last night, and I am a fucking internet ghost.
Ghost.
Like, there are hints that I was alive at one point.
You're going ghost protocol on their asses. And you do have your hood up, like Tom Cruise when he goes ghost protocol.
In
those movies. Well, that is going to do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.